Italy's election campaign has been dominated by an upstart comedian turned politician. His anti-establishment five-star movement has been soaring in the polls. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports the movement is not expected to win in the weekend vote, but its strong presence in parliament could be destabilizing and could reignite the Eurozone crisis.
Beppe Grillo is a stand-up comedian and the country's most popular blogger. 63 years old, with a mane of grey curly hair, he's hyperactive and foul-mouthed. His last name means cricket, and he's the most charismatic politician in Italy today. Grillo calls his campaign a tsunami tour, a tidal wave with which he intends to wipe out an entrenched, decades-old cast of aging politicians.
Prenderemo quello che si sono mangiati.
We'll take back the country they've devoured, Grillo shouts. Two generations, the lives of millions wasted. We have a right to pay back. Their era is ending. Their time is up. Grillo's rallies across the country have been attracting tens of thousands of people, like this woman interviewed by Italian TV in Turin.
Grillo tells the truth. He is the real Jiminy Cricket. It's so reassuring to listen to him.
Grillo has been riding a wave of popular anger and fear. Italy is mired in double-digit recession and has undergone a year of painful budget cuts and tax hikes. Unemployment and poverty are soaring. Citizens are fed up with widespread corruption and political patronage. In less than a year, the five-star movement has risen from the political fringe to full-fledged political force. Grillo's message is resonating across the country. Claudio Zampa runs a vegetable stand in Rome.
I want Grillo to smash everything. Something has to happen. We can't go on like this. If we don't break up this political system now, it will be too late.
Grillo built his movement almost exclusively on the web. Online primaries were held to choose candidates. Their average age is 42. All are untested. They include teachers, IT technicians, and housewives. No one can run who has been convicted of a criminal offense, which means Grillo will never enter parliament. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter after a car crash that killed three people. The Grillini, as party members are known, see themselves as post-ideological, with an emphasis on ecology, broad citizen participation, and they want a referendum on whether Italy should stay in the Eurozone. The five-star movement, political scientist Roberto Dalimonte says, has grown way beyond its original web component.
It has become a protest movement of a mass dimension. Now there are even people who have no familiarity with the web. They are attracted to Grillo because he represents a radical change.
Many pollsters say the movement could score as much as 20% and come in third. The prospect of a large maverick grouping sends shivers through the political establishment and raises the specter of a paralyzed parliament. Sociologist Lorenzo Mosca has closely studied the movement. He has concerns about the lack of transparency in the way candidates were chosen, about Grillo's summary expulsion of some dissident members, and his flirtation with the far right. And Mosca says no one really knows what, once in parliament, the movement will push for.
It's not very clear the agenda once they will be in parliament, because they didn't say anything about this, and this is something that is missing in the electoral campaign.
But Grillo is riding a wave of growing anger and rejection of politics as usual.
Apriremo il Parlamento come una scatoletta di tonno.
We will open up Parliament like a can of tuna fish, Grillo shouted this week. And he warned politicians to leave while there's still time. As long as you have a chance, Grillo roared, surrender, surrender to the Italian people.
Arrendetevi finché siete in tempo. Arrendetevi!
It's clear that once in parliament, the Grillini will dictate their conditions. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.